Nuh, Noah. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. We sent Noah to his people, saying, "Warn your people before a grievous punishment comes upon them." He said, "O my people, I am a plain warner to you. I say to you that you should worship Allah and take him as a shield and obey me. If you do so, he will protect you from the commitment of sins and also the punishment of your sins. And by prolonging your lives, he will grant you reprieve till an appointed term. Verily, the time of the divine decree appointed by Allah cannot be held back once it falls due. If only you had been a possessor of true knowledge, you would have known this." Then, seeing his people's persistent denial, he, Noah, said, "At long last, my Lord, I have called my people to you day in and day out. But the more I call them, the more they flee from me. As often as I call them to you, so that you might protect them against the commitment of further sins, and also against the evil consequences of their sins, they plugged their ears with their fingers, and drew their cloaks around them, and thus covered their hearts, and persisted in their stubbornness and denial, and behaved in an extremely insolent manner. Then I invited them to you openly. Then I spoke to them in public as well as in private, to make them understand the truth somehow. And I said, 'Seek the protection of your Lord, for he is great protector as ever. If you listen to me, he will send upon you clouds raining over and over again in abundance. He will add to your wealth and children. He will provide for you gardens and will place streams at your disposal to make you prosperous.' And so did Prophet Muhammad say, 'People, what is wrong with you that you have no faith in the majesty of Allah and no hopes for being granted honor and greatness from Allah? Whereas he has created you, passing you through various stages and endowed you with different qualities? Do you not consider how Allah created the seven heavens, one upon another in perfect conformity with one another? And he has set the moon in their midst for light, and the sun he has made as a glorious lamp. It is Allah who germinated you from the earth in a wonderful growth. Then will he return you to it and then raise you to a new life on the day of awakening. Allah has made the earth a vast expanse for you, that you may traverse its spacious paths for the development of civilization and also to attain spiritual perfection.' Noah said, 'My Lord, they, my people, have disobeyed me. They follow such leaders whose wealth and children only add to their loss. They have devised a mighty and heinous plan against the Prophet. And they say one to another, "Never abandon your gods. Neither abandon Wad, nor Su'a, nor should you abandon Yaguth and Ya'uk and Nasr." Thereupon the Prophet prayed, "Lord, and indeed they have led many people astray, and add to the disappointment of these wrongdoers." Accordingly, these people were drowned and made to enter the fire because of their wrongdoings. They found none against Allah who could help them. And Noah had prayed to his God, "My Lord, do not leave a single dweller from among the disbelievers on the land. For if you leave them thus, they will only lead your servants astray and will beget only immoral and ungrateful children. My Lord, protect me and my parents and those who enter my house bearing true faith and all the believing men and believing women. Lord, as for the wrongdoers, grant them no increase except in perdition."